not.
Good. You may not be much, but you're all I've got. Come on!
Good. Lady Eva Bracker.
Mr. Milverton, what is the meaning of this?
Ah, oh, my lady, please. There's no call for incivility.
Incivility?
I'm sure we can conduct ourselves in a seemly fashion. Discretion is so important. I'm sure you agree.
Mr. Milverton, I did not come here to listen to cheap innuendo.
Ah, but you did come. An admission in itself, don't you think?
What proof have I that you actually possess these letters?
Oh, my dear Lady Eva.
Show me.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear me, no. That would hardly be sensible of me now, would it? Surely the fragment I sent you was proof enough.
I take it you are trying to blackmail me.
Oh, such an ugly word. But if you insist on it...
Well, it won't work. There's nothing in those letters to shame me.
Oh, really?
Unless you return them to me at once, I shall go straight to the police.
Is the light still on?
Master's study. He's got another visitor.
Well, this time of night?
Yeah, sometimes. Oh, damn. That means the gates will be unlocked.
Well, what's the matter with that?
I was looking forward to you giving me a leg up over the wall. I know.
Aggie.
Look, I've got to go. If I'm caught out the house this late, I'll get the push.
Might be a good thing. What you've told me about his nibs in there.
Oh, shh. You think jobs grow on trees?
He sounds like a nasty bit of work to me. What's he do, anyway?
He doesn't do anything. He's rich, isn't he?
So who are these visitors, then?
Harry Logan, you ask too many questions.
You're afraid of him. Baggy, you're afraid of him.
Do you think I wouldn't?
Oh, my dear young lady, of course you won't. The police. What would be the profit? I suppose I might spend an uncomfortable week or two in prison. But what's that compared with your absolute ruin?
Then I shall simply tell my fiancé everything.
Oh, I admire your courage.
What do you mean?
Oh, surely you don't imagine that I embark on these transactions without first carrying out my research. I know of the Earl's pride, to say nothing of his temper. His reaction to your little confession should be most interesting. You will pay me £7,000 by the 14th, or there will most certainly be no wedding on the 18th.
£7,000?
A small enough sum to secure your future happiness.
I shall never pay.
Just as you like.
And I shall put an end to your filthy occupation.
Oh, I think not. Neither you nor anyone.
Charles Augustus Milverton. He's the worst man in London, with a smiling face and a heart of marble.
Oh, Mr. Holmes, you describe him exactly.
Well, I, my lady, a previous victim.
Another client of yours?
Yes.
Were you able to help her?
Him. No, I was not.
Oh.
But surely this Milverton must be within the grasp of the law.
I threatened him with the police.